Biggles Phil Collins, 93.7 The River, and calls coming into the River News Desk. We have an update on the McFlurry Spoon. I read the article. I saw the spoon. And we've got our assistant producer in there, Prince Albert. He's taking calls, too. I thought when the story said the spoon was used to mix the McFlurry, I thought that it meant by hand. The spoon for the McFlurry actually plugs into the blender, the machine that stirs up the cookies and all the stuff into the McFlurry dessert. The spoon just clips on, and then when they're done mixing that McFlurry, they unclip it, and it goes with the cup.
Which is now why we found out there's a little clip on the end of it.
Yeah, it's got, which is odd, because you wouldn't think McDonald's would leave that clip attached, like small kids, because it looks kind of sharp.
Oh, yeah, that could be an eye poker, or like a nose gouger.
Well, you'd think for small kids, you know, yep. McDonald's. I mean, all the kids that go through there for the Happy Meals. But, yeah, we got to make that correction. It actually sticks on or plugs into the blending machine, and then when they're done, they unclip it, and it goes with the cup. So that's why it's square. But I thought they were hand-mixing it. No, it's a power motorized mixer. That's why it's got the clip on it.
Is a hell of a strong spoon.
I almost want to see a McFlurry spoon in person now and eat one. I've never had one. I know they've been around for, like, what? 25 years?
A long time.
Longer?
And they're very good.
Well, I thought you hadn't had one.
I had one. I just had one a long time ago. I can't remember which flavor I got.
Oh.
For a minute, I thought that what the reason I got is because they were doing Butterfinger. Now, they still could be doing Butterfinger McFlurries, but I know for a fact that they did do it one time, and that's the one I got. See, anything Butterfinger is fantastic.
Joe likes Butterfinger. Oh, I don't like it. Let's talk to Richard. We were also talking about the Frosty Spoon from Wendy's, and I said it was too deep. Joe said it's just right. What's up, Richard?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, brother.
So my thing is with the Wendy's spoon is the Frosty's really thick. If you turn the spoon upside down, your tongue will get that out of there. See what I'm saying?
You're going to eat it
so
backwards.
It's not deep enough.
So you're supposed
saying to pull it out and you still have, you know, the residual in the spoon. If you turn it upside down, that comes out on your tongue.
Okay, so you take your bite, then you flip it upside down, and then you use the bottom toward the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
And then drag it out. Yeah, that's just kind of weird. Doesn't that sound like a lot of work?
Not really. Not for Frosty. And everyone's done the Frosty challenge. You get a Frosty in the spoon, you turn it upside down, and it will not fall out of the spoon.
Exactly.
Everybody's done the Frosty challenge.
Sure.
Really, this is like Ice Bucket, but bigger.
Yeah, people have done that. Yeah. A lot of people.
You know what? The demand for Frosties, they're so freaking good. I bet you, most people, if you just went through and they didn't give you a spoon, they'd use their fingers.
For a Frosty?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't get a spoon, I guarantee you're using your thumbs, your toes, your pinky.
Whatever you got in the car. Old change.
Yeah, dollar bills. Rolling up dollar bills to eat your Frosty, huh?